Osian ye bom paye. Urade da wase tum nyina wura. Ene en washishe se. Yemra ona se beti wasem. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus to take absolute control. This is your domain. Reign, reign, reign. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Bajo, you want to say? Manzan ebusia, you want to say? Ma mo ho aye fe, ere nyum ya se. Graduates 2021, me salute mo. I salute you all. We thank God for your lives. Ebusia ene eye third Sunday after Pentecost. Last week, now, second Sunday, right? And what we learned last week was, hear the voice of the Lord. That was our theme for last week. The theme was, yes, hear the voice of the Lord. But and today we've been given a theme called Sow Seeds of Faith. See, when Sofo, in fact, Mama me akwenye ina, me na Sofo ase kakra, se, nesuswe biye kwaen, na mesuswe wa mame hon kwaen, se, memra na minimo mbeche ase mi, Sofo nyamin shirao. Asafo binyufo nyamin shirao. Enti, yeah, sa so seeds of faith abaye. In fact, me shishu mwa, and then minya mark kan ya me ko boss pa was that mustard seed of faith. Enti ohwe theme no a, yes, so seeds of faith, and I'm seeing fan kan ho say mustard seed of faith. Sa faith seed now, so faith chrono. Your friend, mustard seed of faith. Now, I'm going to ask you, do what? You better ask you. You better ask you, Mr. So, what? Na na kwame, you're born in Dina or Bufua, Facha me, why? And then, my mom, Bufu. Say, oh, what? Now, who na na kwame? Now, I say, it's all fear. And then, Miss Rawa, and I don't bear my men fit and net. Why? Na name mum, Pamuchobi Bray, Yank Tia Samoa McCain. Why? Now, Kofia, what nasi? Sit down. So, to those who don't, Yanuma Monte Potoka say, what I was saying was, if you are here today and you hear the name Nana Kwame Ochitevia and you are angry, please, today, forgive me, don't be angry. Okay, if for that matter, you see me and you feel like you don't want to see me, please, today, I want you to listen to me. Okay, listen to me, listen to what I have for you and what God has for you. Amen. Damwase. And Pempi, you know, many times we take phrases, okay, from the Bible. We take phrases and then we read it and then we try to interpret it out of context. In Pempi, yafa same bia our Bible mu. Nya fan trawa sa yang koshu yang hu yang kain hu se. This was why ya moka wasem nyentia e ba ya sa sem no ba ya no yang yun hung. And the end of the day, you see, you go back to sa way of thinking. Say, you can't say no. You share context, no. Na amaye to me ati ase. We ena abranti bi approachi mimre bi na okase nana. Hey, mi Mike, aye jumani. Yeah, to call Mr. Romo, I'm also some of me. Somebody approached me and said, you know what? Somewhere in Exodus, when Moses was giving rules and you know, saying, oh, this is what the Lord says, and this is what God says, and the laws were given to the people of Israel, there was one particular one where it said somewhere that if your son, Oba, Eyaswadinya, Fanuko Petemu, Nama elders amuo community nimuno, moya dani, omu nombe judge no, omu huno se omu no fa. Do you know what they do? They are to stone that child to death. Tio. Tie. They are to stone such a child to death. Now, why? And what won't it back? No, saying T. Oh, saying I'm making it and one. Bye bye, Bonnie. And today, if your son misbehaves, are you going to bring that child to, in front of this church? For us to stone that child, it would be criminal, right? But at that time, what was the context? Why were they saying that? I didn't know what I was asking. And ene me pese ye ka sowing a seed of faith. Let's look at the context. Many times when we hear people preaching or having a Bible study around the sowing of seed of faith, they use the parable of the mustard seed. And in many times, what happens is they focus on the size of the mustard seed. In PMP, you know, sana edia kaya ka akoya dwemu. Internet me say, I didn't know money free kakra. Neti diabeke. Money free. Na ebeti asye. Of all the gospels, Oka and Luca, parable of the masses see Nuoho. Enna, Oka and Maka. And also swoho, and only a kind, and they. Now, of all the gospels, you know, Mark and to me, a provided context to why, and just say, you can't faith, and as a sowing a seed of faith.
Hello? Hello? Let me see where you are.
Mark and O to me day, or can fee parable of the lamp, right? And sana oba master seed no so. Sene beya, ni penyi na betiasye se, abranya nkupon kasano. Na on size of the master seed ne mfan hu. But the purpose of God for your life. And I say, for in the case of the lamp, you know, the purpose of the lamp is to what? Yeah, the oil to more. I was washing me boy. Yeah, fine, chef. Yeah, fine, chef. Ain't the purpose, no? God has to reign in your life, so your life has to be transformed. You grow, you transform. Now, why am I saying that? When we saw in the book of Mark, let's focus on Mark chapter 4, 21 to 32. And see, when Mark was referring to trying to talk about sowing a seed of faith, he started from the parable of the lamp. Just to give you that context, and San Odibe Vie seed noasem. Now, Ebusian for se
wo ye farmer na e wo so wudua. If you are a farmer and you are supposed to farm, are you not supposed to have some seeds to be able to farm or to be able to at least get something going so that you can have a harvest? You are supposed to have a seed. Enti farmer no or the seed ni sha for moi. And one so e den or water so ogugu so na seed no so seed no onyini a what baby say yakoka say seed e germinate a or dwene ho say farmer no eh me ye seed farmer no onim say say na me ye kitikiti say na nsuo to mu a na che say me biological chemicals bi no I mix it na che say my shrub. And then na ma start inyini na menyini a me leaves esoso na how I esoso no say na tie pamocho Sydney on the yet not to form senior or ye nyini o senior or ye on the expertise you said also onyini. When you put a seed to the ground, the seed does not think about, oh, does my the person, the farmer who put me to the ground, does he know how I can come to be? Or what chemicals or biological process I have to go through? No. The seed's purpose is to transform, grow, produce, and then so that man can have what? Food, right? Birds can make their nest on the tree, right? And see the no dear onim se onimi pe or se nyanko pon diamanin or so che. Efidie ayehu. So sometimes we convince ourselves that having just a little bit of faith is a powerful thing. Enti our concentration, and I said, "Yeah, dream when you na ne say." Yes, in come would you this snap here, but now mum me mammy papa mum in fact so for patro wadaroma. Oh, and answer what could asuri be? And na odi for an answer so for ho. They be all come it was Jesus snap ya ba Jesus snap ya ba and no say no no. Jesus snap ya ba and yen yatisa na so for ye de a bom ye nu at ho. Say, therefore, when I come, what I'm saying, it seems that we did no a year to heaven. We did no a year to heaven. And the album, you know, my back on and moving from her and got to us in about a movie court. I to us say, yeah, my any answer. About tongues, say, oh, we are singing, and I boy, wouldn't the sugar. And to focusing on that size and saying, and coming to say, and to mistakes bar, you don't know how to progress. Because one kasa kasa will boom, who say, at that time, what condemning, who say, would you dear no crap on a do, baby, are ye? And you are not supposed to grow because guess what? Your faith is not even like a mustard seed. Ujidye ne nto mustard seed ye. But that was not what Jesus was concerned about. And to Mark say, Nyanko pon, Nyana Jesus, eka wasem no, and say, say, well, lampa, near the oil gumwa, ye dear bibi womu. Uye nipa, waba sasi, so if you are, you've been born, there is a purpose for your life. And so sowing seeds of faith is what? To allow God's reign to transform you, to grow, and to share what God has given you. Period. Assembly, no. Auntie. Hey, Nana, I said, my okay, dear. Nah, Tresse. Me jidia ni yina jina. Nyanko pon, kesi ye. Se se, ya wo mi abasa, sisu die. Na, ni wose me ye. E wose me ye. How do I identify that? How do I know what to do? That is not your job. How do you say nipa imu asomo mechire mu e die na e wose mi ye onu nyankopon bo mi ba asase su mi na e wo mi e me ja ni mi na wo mi e I am here. How do I move on to allow God's transformation in my life? Sɛ ebusua nyankopɔn wɔ sɛ wɔn na ɔbɔ wiase nyinaa nea ɔhu ne nne yi n'abɔdeɛ nyinaa ɛtɔre bi wɔ hɔ a na our focus, all our attention is obi tumi ka ho asɛm sɛ yate wei pɛn nipa bebree ka o me deɛ I say, Yama dear, as I see, yes, I see soon. I mean, she said, me, but good year, I am not on this earth. I am not here to have, wealth, to have things for myself. I am only concerned about afterlife. People of God, your focus is shifted. And when your focus is shifted, anything of creation, heaven, how I shall say, ni baby be koho. And watch on, yes, all faso, yeah, quite all faso, echo. Right? But what I see so dear, oh, do my dibi, yeah. Oh, do my dibi, di. Sir, as I said, daho, we are oil producer. Unim say oil, you do go as I said, the best as I see. Meanwhile, your Christo ni paasu so. And so no, ni obeye asase no, obeye no achira o se on de heavy ho no ohwe. O se ha, na o do heavy ha, o be se ho pata. O kra, in fact, o kra say to warning. Se say yes say de e bi to so. O nye at the power ha say. Na heavy ho do ha. Gold ni if you are o ko chepe ho na aso ko enden. Ebusia, 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 ebusia. Our focus, again, should be on God's reign as the master seed. One minute, say ne master ordinary share form hono chemicals. How biologically how we grow? Or simply, and from But me yadi me atu hoidiye. I have to germinate. Ensure ni be ebebi a mi roots kure nini. If my roots are growing as a seed, and there's no water, guess what? My roots go deeper to look for water. And when God says, "Say, He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Creator." And then He tells you, "Say, He is the one who creates, and He is the one who brings disaster. He alone, period." And the word "niyesi wo humhum no e o concern." Esi wo focus no. Sow a seed of faith. No, say expect. Say you need to grow as a Christian. Expect. Say you need to move on. Expect. You need to graduate. Expect. Now, go on to our by Natchez. I was a BB a Yajuma. Now, I somehow make a year about Yankopon say he alone can create and bring disaster. No, okay, Isaiah chapter 45:5-7, and I be able to Isaiah chapter 54:16. Now, my person, you must show a no. Me pesi ebe kan Isaiah 45:5-7 no. Yen kan 7 pe. Isaiah 45:7. Pacho bit pian kan mama yana. Bro for no. Ewende maybe sama. And pacho Isaiah 45:7. Mama mama mic na. So do she max into no.
Isaiah 45:7. I'll say, I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do
all this. No. Abusia. And send me your Bible more kind of you, Marshall. But if you identify the context of which he was speaking, and I said the context of which Jesus was speaking in phrases and in parables, things become so clear to you. So instead of looking to itself, that is a seed, or relying upon the farmer to understand the processes of the seed's transformation, the seed simply fulfilled their purpose, becoming what God intended them to become. People of God, when God created you, He has set things in motion, so many things. That is why the sun shines, and that is why the moon comes in. That's why there's darkness. That's why when you are 1 year old, you move to what? 2 years. You move to 3. You move to 4. You move to 5. And probably this will be your best advice to all our graduates. See, as God is permitting you to excel, as God is transforming you, you started from high school, right? Now you are going to college and beyond, right? Like the mustard seed. Seed nini we are. And then it will be eduabaneye. It produces food, right? And now, midi kanka say, anumakra nya dabre biwo. Sa eduano so, eko ye ni nest. So to graduate, as you begin your transformation, as you allow God to transform you, there will be a time we need a harvest. There will be a time we will need a harvest. One tells you, you know, There will be a time we will need a harvest. And that harvest, no, is what? You need to share what God has given to you.
Ebusia.
After you have sown, see, after you have, you are expecting God to transform you to grow, right? After that has ensued, you need to grow. Also, you need. Right? And emrebe soa, minim se, nyamibe yadom, se enye, this time, nyebe kansa asem noa, nyamibe yadom na, next, maybe a Bible study crap or no, we will look into, extensively into, growing in faith. Faith is stretching your imagination. Faith is stretching your imagination. Faith is also taking the initiative. Seed no kwashe ho na o start germinate na root e ba. Oni nsuo ni root no hwehwe nsuo. On time we fa ko 24/7 o hwehwe juma. O ti baby e na o hwehwe juma. E na o bon paye. And now the phobies will say, Nyabutre, Nyankupa, bear magic, into no, also train. Faith is taking initiative. When you take initiative through faith, you sow, right? And when you sow, you must reap. Faith is risking a failure. As you expect, again, I talked about expectation. Expect God to do what he wants to do with your life. Expect God to take you from A to B. Say, life, you know, when life presents itself to you like this, I mean, our graduates will know this. Taking a step to become a doctor, you have a chance to do that. If you want to become a doctor, so be it. If you want to become a nurse, so be it. If you become an engineer and later you say, you know what, I want to change it. If you are 50 years, you can still change it. Let's take this. You can still change it. But guess what? Your purpose is to be a harvest. Faith is expecting the best. In pain, you know, yeah. Okay. In pain, you know, I'm fine to say, papa mobi, those who are wealth or well off, when you come to this country, it's almost like, okay, kids meet you and they're like, oh, this summer, yeah, we'll be going to, we're taking a vacation to England because, you know, I was in France the last time and I was in France the last time, and well, it was good, but I wish to go to England. Oh, expect to say vacation. No, so papa and mommy almost one hour of vacation. Now, up with ja or osro or say or no boss, I say, and your sorrow, osro ni asase. And he won't share or some boo baby class, share anoma po. The best advice you can ever find to me in the Bible. Hey, Proverbs 6:6. Abuantatia ant oni hweso oni. They don't have any commander or a leader, but they do what they ought to do. Faith is following God's instructions. You following God's instructions. It's not somebody telling you, okay, this is how. Obi destiny. No, obi nature. Obi say, kwan we ne so faso to fulfill your destiny. Begin to write your own. Faith is being persistent. Faith is rebounding from failure. These are some of the principles. I think we will have some time to maybe at appropriate time we'll have time to really go into this. So I conclude with this. If we consider the implementation of life of God's reign as faith, and Jesus' concern about allowing it to develop and transform our lives and the world around us, there is no room in that concern with regard to what? Size. There is no room for doubts. Say, see, the no, and car, or say, and your friend saying, yeah, do you today, there's no rain, there's no water, and the seed does not take, the roots are there, they don't take any initiative. But what will happen? What will happen? They wither away. And then what? It says, sowing a seed of faith, it is not just about the size. It is not just about the size of your faith. It's about allowing God's reign to transform you so that you grow and be a blessing to your community, to others. And to one last point, to see the glory of God in your life, try to obey the golden rule. Any golden rule, no? Do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Share, ebusia, ewiase ewo mu no, Nyankopon ebo yo. Now, every living organism is in connection into what a bibia otoko no. Eba oso. Raden kai ho. Na omai yen obi kan ose me papa bi ne kan wa sori dem ha ya the powerful tool a nyankopon dia manipa powerful to the most powerful tool e ya adwene wei common sense no ye mani nye juma na nyankopon pass wa boy afado ye famu ne hu se che se me ye papa ma me nua I'm supposed to expect so we be papa to me me ye bonia I should expect say somebody at some point will do me wrong. How do I rebound as a Christian? How do I come back to the realization of God's reign to transform me so that I can be a benefit? You have the power. You alone have the power to create and to bring disaster. Who are we than to say, oh Lord, dwell in me. Let your power, let your glory reign in me.
that I may be able to transform, that I may be able to produce, that I may be able to be a harvest wherever I am. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.